Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamus Kefalah from the Beis. We're holding a Kefalah from the Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom, my time with the Tanakhama. Ask the Gemara, what's the reason that the Tanakhama says that a Bezdin for Chalitza is three people? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says the Kenim, which refers to Shnayim. Vein Bezdin Shakol, you can't have an even amount of people in the Bezdin. So Mesifin Lein Oidach and Arikan Shloisha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who says five, he learns it because besides the Kenim, there's another word in the Psukim that says Zikne. So Zikne is Shnayim, Zikenim is Shnayim, that's four. Bezdin Shakol, you can't have an even amount. Masifin alei doidechad arikan chamisha. The Tanakama is ziknei ma'avilei. What is the Tanakama darshim of ziknei? Mibayli the rabbi afil shloisha diyotais. Emir achamir alal rabbis. It's come to be married, but that really you could even have a diyotais. It doesn't have to be dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda had diyotais minalei. Where does he know a diyotais from? Nafkul mei mi leene. Where does he see it from leene that even a diyotais is kosher? Damar mar leene prat the suman. That leene is coming to be mamai the suma. Suma is possible to be one of the members of the bezdin of a chalitza. Now umiritzrach leene lamute sumim shami. It must be from the fact that we're excluding a suma that the diotis is kosher. These alkadaita sanhedrin bein, and if you're going to tell me need dayanim mamish and lamali lamutei sumin, why do I need to be mamai the suma? Me the tani rav yaisim nafka. I already know that he's possible because he can't be a dayan. The tani rav yaisim kashim shebezda menukim etzadek habezda menukim mikol mum. To be a member of a bezdin, to be a dayan, you can't have a mum. Shenemar as the pasuk says klach yafa kulach yafa rayasi mum einbach. You don't have a mum. A dayan doesn't have a mum. So that's anyway. So why does the tari have to be mamai? Suma, it must be because you don't need dayanim. You can even have a diyotos. V'idach, what does he do with leinei? Who leinei may avid lei? Who lechad the rava? The Tanakam will tell you that leinei is for rava's drasha. Who da asa? Damar rava tzricha dayanim lemich zeruka the kanafim yibum in the yavama. That Bezdin has to mamish see the spit coming out of the mouth of the Yavama. The pasuk says, Le'enei has zekeinim v'yarka. The darshan from Le'enei and v'yarka, that they have to mamish see the spit. V'idach Rabbi Yehuda nami mibaylech the Rava. He also needs Rava's drasha. So how does he also learn from their hadiyotes? Says the Gemara, Nechnami, he doesn't. So ve'el hadiyotes minale. So where does he know that hadiyotes are kasher? Nafka mi b'yisrael. He learns that from v'nikr shmai b'yisrael. It says Yisrael over there. That's what teaches us. That Yisrael called dehu. Or from the pasuk of va'also yivimta yashara el zakenim va'amr meini va'mil hakem achav shem biyisrael. From that biyisrael, he learns that even hidyaites, even yisrael called dehu. V'idach the tanakamba, what does he do with yisrael? Ahi yisrael, ha'i yisrael ma'avilei mibalich the tani rab shumar bar yehuda. He uses it for that which rab shumar bar yehuda darshin that yisrael bebezdin shal yisrael bebezdin shal gabrim, to be memayit a bezdin shal gabrim. V'idach biyisrael achrin eksef, whereas that rab yehuda will tell you that that's learned out from the other biyisrael that says v'nikra shumai biyisrael beis chalotz. Now and the Tanakama of Idach Mibarlech the Tanya, he'll tell you that Yisrael is used for a different drasha that we learned in the Braisa. Amar Yehuda Pamachas Haynu Yoshin Lufnei Rabbi Tarfon Ubay Yivama Lachlitz Amar Lanu Anu Kuchem Chalutanal, that he told everyone to answer Chalutanal. That's learned out from Vinikra Shmai Yisrael that everyone has to answer Chalutanal. Vidach Mi Vinikra Nafka, he learns it out from Vinikra, the Smichas of Vinikra to Yisrael based Chalutanal. He learns out that from there, from that Smichas, that's Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from that everyone has to answer Chalutanal based. Says the Gemara El Me'ata, now that we're saying that the Makar for the different shitas of how many people is from the word Zikne, Zikanim, the different words in the Psukim, so the Karu Ishnaim, the Dibru Ishnaim, so then that we should be Marbin an extra four members of the Bezdin. Hachanaim, Rabbi Huda Harekan Tisha, the Rabban Harekan Shiva, it should be 9 and 7. Says the Gemara, no, the Karu and the Dibru are used for other drashas. So we buy the Chedatanya, the Karu Ulai, Veloy Shlucham. Bezdin has to summon the Yavam and the Yavam, not the Shliach. The Dibru Elav teaches us that Malamich and Mesila Yitzah, again, they give the Yavam good advice. If they're very different ages, so I'm really, they tell him, why would you go marry someone who's such a different age than you? Go to someone that's like your age. It's very often lead to shalom bias issues if there's such a big age gap. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Chalitza B'Shleisha, Hul Stam Antani Kavase. The Halacha is that Chalitza has to be done in front of three people because we have a Stam Mishnah. The assumption is, Rav understood from Rav Nachman, that what's the Stam Mishnah that Chalitza is in front of three people? It's the Mishnah in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza of our Perek. Amarli Rav, Rav Nachman, so then Rav asked Rav Nachman, Yachi, if so, that we pass him like every Stam Mishnah, so me and Nami, me and also we have a Stam Mishnah, that Nana, me and Chalitza B'Shleisha, it has to be done in front of three people, and by me and we pass him that only has to be done in front of two. I mean, we pass and has to be done in front of three. It's not true. But we learned in the Braisa that Miyam, when it comes to Miyam, Beisham Aymer Bezdin Mumchen, Beisilam Aymer Bezdin Shal Bezdin, it doesn't have to be Mumchen. And Eil Veilu Ma'idim Shesar Shleisha, they both agree it has to be done in front of three people. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaisi, Machshir and Bishnayim, they're Machshir even in front of two. 2. Rav Nachman himself paskin that the halacha is like the pair in the end; it only has to be done in front of two. So says the Gemara, because hasam chad stamah v'chatrei stamah. Over there, by Mian we have one stam Mishnah, but by Chalitza we have two. We have the Mishnah in our parak, and then we have this Mishnah that we just quoted in Sanhedrin, Hamian v'Chalitza b'Shloisha. So since we have two stam Mishnahs, that's why by Chalitza it's different. Says the Gemara, Hasanami Trei Stamei Ninu. By Mian also we have two, because we have another Mishnah in Yevamos that tells us about Mian and Chalitza that has to be done in front of three. That nan Mian Yishacholtzu b'Fanav Yisena. The dayan who's overseeing the Mian or the Chalitza, he's allowed to marry the woman involved. Mneishu b'Bezdin. It doesn't look sketchy because he's not doing it himself. He's doing it with a bezdin. So you see that Mian and Chalitza is in front of three. So there also, by Mian also there's two stam Mishnayas. Elohatam Trey Stam, Yachatzchasa Stam. Yeah, fine. So by Mian you have two, but now by Chalitza we have three. So as the Gemara, okay, this is already becoming a game. Michdi Hastam of Hastam, Mali Chad Stam, Mali Trey Stam, Mali Tlasa. If you hold Elohatz like a stam Mishnah, why should it matter if it's one, two, or three stam Mishnayas? Elohim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Hailu Stam Bilmak Machlaikas. The reason why Rav Nachman paskind that the chalitza has to be done in front of three, because, and he said it's a stam mishnah. He wasn't referring to the stam mishnah in the beginning of our parak. He was referring to a stam mishnah that mentions Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and still Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda's the bar putta, the one who says that chalitza has to be done in front of five. And yet, by the following mishnah, we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about chalitza being done in front of three. So you see, he was chayzer. Now, like we learned in the mishnah, smicha zekein avegla rufa b'shleisha has to be done in front of three dayan and divrei Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda aimer b'chamisha has to be done in front of five. So the mishnah mentions Rabbi Yehuda, who says five, and then the mishnah says chalitza v'amiyah v'shleisha, the amiyah and chalitza have to be done in front of three. V'leika palag Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue and say that no, I object. Me and that chalitza has to be done in front of five. So shma minah hadabi Rabbi Yehuda, shma minah. You see, Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. That's what Rabbi Nachman meant. That whole we have the stam mishnah. So this mishnah, that's why we pass, and the chalitza only has to be done in front of three.